City and state officials have a new plan for the water treatment plant in West Monroe. Solar panels will provide savings to the city operating the plant. Louisiana Department of Environmental Quality's Peggy Hatch says funding totaling just over $1.5 million for installing the panels will reduce electricity costs by 20% to 35%. Concern of water usage from the Sparta Aquifer has been a long-standing issue. The aquifer is the underground water storage for 16 of Louisiana's parishes. It has been depleting at a steady rate over the past 30 years. Graphic Packaging, a large company in West Monroe, transitioned to the treatment plant and reusing water that is used at about a rate of 10 million gallons per day. While the move benefits the aquifer, costs to power the treatment plant have increased. Mayor Dave Norris says West Ouachita Parish residents will benefit from the new plan and electricity costs will be reduced. Hatch says the savings will be seen immediately when the panels are installed. With school starting around the state, teachers are educating kids in the classroom with no idea what assessment test will be given this year. Louisiana Federation of Teachers President Steve Monahan says educators are frustrated and angry over the situation.
They feel very much like students are in this, victimized by a very political process.
Monahan says most teachers are irritated about being in the middle of a political battle between Board of Elementary and Secondary Education, the Department of Education, as well as Governor Bobby Jindal over Common Core. The two sides head to court this week. Monahan says these political forces need to make this year about teaching.
And recenter the focus of the state and put the argument about assessments on the back burner.
With no standardized test in place, Monahan hopes principals use this time to judge teachers based on their performance in the classroom rather than how a child performs on a test. Farmers across the state are beginning to harvest another rice crop after a record harvest last year. Louisiana Radio Network's Eric Gill has more on the positive pace for another good season.
Last year's rice crop yielded a statewide average of 7,500 pounds per acre.
Last year was a phenomenal crop.
LSU Ag Center rice specialist Dr. Johnny Sachuk doesn't expect this year's crop to be as big.
Given the start that we had and then the weather we had all summer.
He says this year's rain and cloud cover has affected this year's rice crop. Sachuk estimates this year's yield to come in at around 6,500 pounds per acre, but don't think he's giving up on this year's crop. Sachuk says they're about to get to the meat of the crop and they'll have a better idea of what the yield will be then. Eric Gill reporting.
Nearly 3 months after floodwaters caused vaults to break apart and set two caskets adrift at a small cemetery, a project is underway to try to make sure that kind of flooding never happens again. Assumption Parish Police Juror Henry Dupree is spearheading a project to try to stop future flooding at the Rose Hill St. James Cemetery. He says no one should have to bury someone twice. The cemetery is in a low-lying area on Louisiana Highway 998, a narrow two-lane road off Louisiana Highway 1 in Belle Rose. Dupree says it's expected that the new canal will divert runoff from more than 100 acres of farmland north of the cemetery.